Nou sy so pas amper amper kwart oor 5 op Tygerberg 104 FM, Karin Besonde vir die derde en laaste uur hier op Tygerberg 104 FM vir jou sê, goeiemiddag Weskaap, ek kan nie glo, dis ewes skielik so bitterlik koud nie, nee. Dis kom ons dit aan die moederstad dan nou noem, en weet alles neem so bykie langer om gewoonlik dan nou mooi in te skop hier in Suid-Afrika se moederstad, en die weer natuurlik, 7 verskillende persoonlikhede in een dag, 4 seisoene in een dag, maar dis hoe kom ons die haarstyle kan afpoel wat ons doen, en dis ek om ons trots Weskaapenaars is. Is praat ek reg? Nou ja. Ek wil hier met Sondag keir, want ek het die vorige vanmiddag met een baie oulike jong dame te gesels, al die pad van die Parel af. As jy vroeger vanmiddag dan nou geluister het, het ek as Tygerberg 104 FM's middagspitsuit program aanbieder, natuurlijk die vorig om die stem te wees wat Parel Interskole 2016 aan jou bekend stel. Nou, ons is Tygerberg 104 FM, se trotse media vernoot vir die groot gebeurtenis. As jy nou een weekstaalmiddag ingeskakel word hier op Vierfas, dan kry jy nou die kans om saam met my die sportkapteins van Hoërskole Parel Gymnasium, Hoër Jongenskool Parel en Hoër Meisieskool Parel te ontmoet en met hulle te praat en uit te vind hoe dit met die CWS gaan en of die netbal en die hokkie en die rugby spanne reg is vir die naweekse kragmetings. Het vroeger dan nou met die seenskapteins gepraat van die hokkie spanne en vanmiddag het ek dan nou die kans om met die meisies hokkie span kapteins te gesels. En voordat ek dan nou vir Allison aan julle voorstel van die Hoër Meisieskool Parel, moet ek daarom net die statistiek ook vir julle deurgee. Kyk, hierdie Parel Interskole kom nou al vir 'n paar jaar, nee, om precies te wees, vanaf 1929, en dis nou rugby, die hokkie is straks so bietjie korter, maar Hoër Meisieskool Parel het die Fairmont toernooi gewen, 7 van die 15 spelers verteenwoordig, Boland spanne, een leerder in die Suid-Afrikaanse onder 16 se high performance of oefengroep. Die spanne neem tans deel aan die internationale Brothers toernooi, en hulle wen 80% van hulle wedstryde hierdie seisoen, wat ongelooflik looflik is. Nou, die vrou wat die hoofspan, die onder 18A span, dan gaan aanvier, is niemand anders nie as Allison Dugala en is my groot voorreg om haar te groet vanmiddag. Good afternoon, Allison.
Hi.
It's lovely to have you live on air this afternoon, and as the captain of your girls hockey team, I bet the stress and the anxiety and the nerves are eating at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, everyone obviously feels slightly nervous, which is understandable. Because interschools, it's quite a big deal here in Paul. But we're not going to allow that to be a factor that's going to affect our game. We're going to carry each other through it and, you know, get rid of some of the nerves before the match. And, you know, I think we're going to be fine.
I love it. What's the type of advice that you as a captain would give to your team before a big game?
All I can really say is that... play your heart out, you know, just leave everything on the field. I mean, we're all here because we know how to play hockey. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Yeah. So just go give it your all and stay focused, stay concentrated, be patient, and yeah, just play for the sisters next to you. And yeah, we're all backing everyone, so...
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd say to them.
That's very honest and real, I must tell you. Allison, I just read your incredible statistics of how you won the Fairmont series and that you're part of the Brothers series and that one of your under 16 high performance girls are part of their team. It's amazing. I would like to ask you, I mean, the practice sessions and preparation for this big interschools, how did that go?
Yeah, I mean, coming back from a June holiday and hearing all these gold medals that were brought in was absolutely amazing, I'm not going to lie. I was so proud of my girls. I'd say that we're well prepared. I mean, we've been very fortunate this year to have played in four really big tournaments. And it's been so great to see how my team's just developed and grown through all these tournaments, because having that exposure is just so good for your hockey.
Yeah.
To just develop and, you know, pick up new skills and different opponents that you'd normally never get the chance to play against. So I'd say, I mean, regards to preparation, I think we're well prepared and we're ready for this.
Well, if you just joined us, I'm speaking to Allison Dugala. She's, of course, the hockey captain for the girls' school, Paul, girls' school with the interschools. And it's amazing to have for an interview to just put it down for a couple of seconds and just hear what her heart is all about. Now, Allison, must ask, the whole walk of matric, focusing on academics, of course, and then in sport, doing so well. Your support system must be big. Just tell us about your support system with your parents and, of course, with the teachers in your school.
It is so necessary. I can't tell you. It's been absolute madness these past few weeks with the academics and just staying on top of everything. And there's just no way I would have been able to do it without my mom. My mom's she really helped me a lot. And there's teachers at the school that are just absolutely complete gems, and they just carried you through. And my teammates have made it so much easier. They help where they can, and they really do care for you. And I mean, so they really helped me get through this. Like it was quite difficult at this stage, and I wouldn't be able to do it without any of them.
Incredible. Let's speak about the team spirit, and of course, the team spirit in the school. I know that your big brag is happening soon, very soon. Is there any interesting traditions that you as a team or maybe as a school do before this big inter-schools on Saturday and Friday?
Well, we had, from last week, we had what we call Geesweek, which was absolutely amazing. Our Geeskomitee was... They planned the coolest things. We had Throwback Thursday last week, and coming up, dressing up in these crazy outfits and having dance-offs in the hall. So I'd say the Gies is really, it's running high at the moment. It's so exciting.
Love it.
And we had our big brag today.
Ah.
It was quite emotional, and but now we're so psyched for this week, and really, really excited.
I love it. So the big brag is a big thing, eh? I have to end off asking you, while you're on such a high, what was one of the biggest lessons that you've learned this year?
I'd say we learn to be patient on the field. You gotta be patient. You can't rush into things, and to trust each other, we learned, was so important. To trust a teammate next to you, and just to remember why we started playing the game and who we're playing for is the most important in the end. I mean, sure, we're playing to win, but we're also playing because we love hockey, and I think that's the most important.
Well, this is an open invitation from us and Alison Giugala. She's, of course, the girls' hockey team captain for the girls' school in Bhopal. It's going to be an amazing competition. It's inter-schools that you dare not miss. Of course, some of the games will start on Thursday. If you want to go and check out, it's the girls are starting already from 4:30, and then there's some boy games as well. And then the main games happening, of course, on Friday, and then the guy games or the boy games, of course, on Saturday. But go and check out on the website, and most of the information will be given through to you. But otherwise, just go and enjoy great sport the whole week from Friday to Saturday. I want to say a special thank you to Alison, and you know what? May the best team win, and just know that our prayers are with you, Alison.
Thank you so much.